The next patient is Elizabeth Schwellenberg. I'm going to spell the last name. S-C-H-W-A-L-E-N-B-E-R-G. Elizabeth. Number one. 67-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Beltre that we follow in the practice because of CKD stage 3A1. The patient continues to maintain a kidney function that is normal. The serum creatinine is 0.96, the BUN is 12, and the eGFR is 65. This patient has been gaining kidney function because she continues to lose weight. She has lost more than 50 pounds, and the blood pressure is starting to come up. There is no evidence of protein in the urine, no activity in the urinary sediment. Number two. The patient has a depressive disorder, and she's followed by a psychiatrist in Tampa, and he has been manipulating the medications. Whether or not the list of the medications that we have here is the correct one is unknown. I am asking the husband to give me the list of the medications that she's actually taking at the present time. Following numbers, the patient used to have atrial fibrillation, has two ablations, and has a loop recorder. The loop recorder so far has failed to show relaxing of the atrial fibrillation. The cardiac catheterization has been normal. The cardiologist is Dr. Parnassa. Following number, the patient has osteoporosis that is treated with the administration of alendronate, 70 milligrams on weekly basis. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. The T3, T4, and TSH are within normal range. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has a remote history of a bronchial asthma that has not shown any exacerbations. The patient continues to improve. Hopefully she will be able to be taken off some of the antidepressant medications. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with a laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes with the patient, and in documentation, 8 minutes.